In this bulletin, the British Parliament gathers to vote on Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. Prime Minister Scott Morrison set to meet his Fijian counterpart, and the Socceroos make it through to the Asian Cup knockout rounds. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tara Cosoletto. The British Parliament is voting on whether to support Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. Labour and the other non-government parties say they'll vote against the deal. Many UK citizens are also not happy with the Brexit deal. If the deal does not pass through the Parliament, Ms May will have 3 days to come up with an alternative deal. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he will call for a general election if her deal is voted down. The United Kingdom is due to leave the European Union on the 29th of March. A number of people are reported dead in the Kenyan capital Nairobi after a suspected terror attack on a luxury hotel and office complex. Gunfire and blasts were heard in Nairobi's Westlands district. The Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the attack but given no details. People, some with bullet wounds and covered in blood, were escorted out of the building by heavily armed police. A spokesperson for Kenya's National Police Service says the attack began mid-afternoon.
Today at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a group of unknown armed assailants attacked the Dusit complex in what we suspect could be a terror attack. Security and emergency services responded quickly to the incident. We have made evacuation of many persons.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to meet his Fijian counterpart today to discuss ways to increase security, cultural and economic ties between the two nations. Mr Morrison is also due to talk to the Fijian government about IS member Neil Prakash's citizenship. In December, Foreign Affairs Minister Peter Dutton stripped Mr Prakash of his Australian citizenship as he believed him to also be a Fijian citizen. The Fijian government, however, says it has no evidence of him ever being a citizen of their nation, which means Mr Dutton would have unlawfully made Mr Prakash stateless. The Australian government cannot revoke someone's citizenship if it renders them stateless. An Australian woman detained in Thailand says she is scared and confused. 46-year-old Claire Johnson was due to arrive back in Sydney last week after travelling the world, but failed to return. She was stopped trying to leave Thailand and told friends through messages she'd been detained. It's not clear why Miss Johnson was stopped, but a friend has told SBS News she believes her friend may have inadvertently breached her visa. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it is providing consular assistance. A ranking of Australian power prices has found costs in some states have risen by almost 20% in the last year. The Australian Power Project ranks states in the national electricity market for the fourth quarter in 2018, finding prices increased by up to 19% on 2017 prices in some states. It also shows states where baseload coal still contributes the most to the generation mix have lower power prices. Australian Power Project CEO Nathan Vass says South Australia, with a greater proportion of gas and renewables, has the highest annual electricity bills.
South Australians continue to pay the highest power prices in the world. Low-income families in that state are paying more than 14% on their electricity and gas bills alone. Now that's one in every $7 they earn just to cover their power bills.
Now to sport, and Australia's Socceroos have secured their spot in the Asian Cup knockout rounds after a late 3-2 win over Syria. A stoppage time goal from Tom Rogic secured the win, meaning Australia will finish second behind Jordan in their group. They will now face either Uzbekistan or Japan in the second round clash on Monday. Meanwhile in cricket, India has again proven too strong for the Australians, this time defeating them by 6 wickets in a one-day international in Adelaide. Australia managed 9 for 298 in the first innings, thanks largely to batsman Sean Marsh, who scored 132 runs. 100 from captain Virat Kohli helped India to victory, with 4 balls to spare and 6 wickets in hand. Kohli told Fox Sports he's proud of his team's performance.
Very pleased. We wanted to try and restrict them in the end. I thought they were going to get away with the game a little bit in the end when Maxi and Sean were set. To get them in 2 balls was outstanding for us. So I think those breakthroughs were crucial. That meant that we are not chasing 330.
And now look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny, 29 degrees. Adelaide, very hot, 40. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, 29 degrees. More cloud in Hobart, 23. In Canberra, sunny, 41 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 28. In Sydney, sunny, 32 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 35. In Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees. I'm Tara Cozzoletto. This is SBS News.